All right, so we're here with Andre Pichet, the Director General of the Schutz Kolunge in Mansfield. Andre, how's it going?
Not too bad. And yourself, Caleb?
Oh, not so bad. So can you tell me a little bit about the trail that you guys have opening up today?
Yes, so as of exactly today, Friday, we are now opening for snowshoe trails in cooperation with the Eliant Cooperative out of Mansfield to do some snowshoeing on the Schutz property.
Awesome. And how did that collaboration come about?
It's been in the works for quite a while, Caleb, to be honest with you. We work a lot with Guillaume Harvey and also his family that take care of the co-op to try and offer new things to Pontiac residents, and also to attract people from elsewhere to come and discover what we have around here.
And is this trail a new development that you guys have up at the Schutz? How long has this been in the works?
Yeah, we've been working on it for a while, but now it's officially marked off, and then they even have like a QR code to sign yourself in, and also to get the code for the gate to be able to go in on your own time. It's an independent activity for what we're doing at the Schutz. I do know that the co-op does have some guided tours also, so through their website you can see all of that.
And how long is this this trail?
It's 2.5 kilometer loop, and we're also looking at possibly opening up another loop a little bit over 1 kilometer. It's not the traditional walk around the Schutz. It's actually up through the hardwoods in a sector where most of the population have never even realized is there.
And as far as the equipment there, the cooperative is providing that. Is that free of charge, or you have to sign up for it, or how does that work?
So for the snowshoe trails, all the information is really well detailed on their website through the reservation button and what's offered. If you have your own snowshoes, you can bring them. They do have the possibility of rental through the Schutz and through the co-op that also has snowshoes. And yeah, they're the best ones to contact for all the information through their website.
And so just overall, how's the season at the Schutz been going outside of just this one activity?
Yes, perfect. Well, it's been a great season, actually. We knew that 2020 was a good one due to COVID and everything else that brought people out of their houses and discover what they had in the area. We didn't know if 2020 was going to be the same, but it actually went up and above our expectations, and also had better numbers than 2020. Our Festival of Lights was a little bit lower numbers, but definitely that was a bit of weather's fault, we'll say. And also we had to shut down one weekend due to an ice storm and that. So,
and what do you attribute this to? In the middle of the pandemic, you guys are having a couple of great seasons back to back there.
Definitely pandemic helped. I'm not going to say it didn't, I'm not going to lie, but also like just having a really solid team and everybody that comes to the Schutz get treated like they're royalty. Everybody gets treated the same, and no matter who you are or where you're from, and then it just the word spreads, right? Word of mouth is your best publicity, and now that's what we're really aiming on, is just quality of the offer we give to clients coming from far and wide.
Looking ahead here, is there anything on your radar for the future, for the upcoming summer season there?
Yes, we're looking at some updating some infrastructures to be able to accommodate bigger numbers, including our main cottage facilities to have more washroom facilities and stuff like that. We're also looking at the potential of adding in more overnight accommodations. We already have our 2 yurts. But we're looking at the possibility of adding on more, whether it be yurts or other types of cabins. That's in the talks. We'll all see how it all unfolds in the upcoming months.